Hello everybody, it's Lotus Moon. It's been a while since I've done an uncut reading on my own. Life's just been busy and I haven't... Well, let's just say I've been so disorganized with things in terms of what I guess I could read and when, what I could read with a partner, or multiple partners. Twilight would be very, very flustered at my disorganization. Let's just put it like that. Well, today, like I said, it's been a while since I did any uncut readings for you guys. So this time, just to make it really special, I decided I would do two readings. Yep, you heard that right. Two comedy readings. Pretty much based on Twilight. Honestly, I didn't plan it this way, but I kind of wanted to knock out two because I wanted to see how it would feel to do it, actually. So, here we are. After at least, an hour of randomly searching for stories that I could read on my, four lists of stories that I have to go through? Yeah, four stories, four lists, yeah, that's about everything. I just want to put a disclaimer in. Well, as you saw before the video really began, this video is going to have a lot of bloopers and me probably getting frustrated a lot, but as for this first particular story, I ask that you not get mad at me for reading this. It was done in the light of comedy, and if you like this particular brand, you can, I guess either listen on or you can just skip to the next story that I'm going to do. I'll probably have a timestamp around here somewhere saying when that story is going to begin. but without further ado, the first story is Twilight Burns Down Starbuckers, and it was written by Admiral Biscuit. And the title of the chapter is Twilight Goes to Jail, and I do hope you enjoy it. Six worried faces look through the bars at Twilight. Wait, who's the first speaking? This is odd. I guess I just have to think it's one of the main six. I know if it says Darling, it's Rarity. And the next one, I can't tell who it is, so I guess I'll pick one.
Are you alright, Darling? We came as soon as we heard you were in jail.
Gotta admit, Twilight, when you go bad, it's pretty awesome.
Rainbow fluffed her wings.
The Ponyville Fire Department is still trying to put the fire out. Flutter's team's pushing in extra clouds to help out.
Thanks, I guess.
Twilight sighed and slumped down to the floor.
And thanks for coming to check on me. How could we not?
Fluttershy said.
Now you'll have a criminal record too.
That's not something to be proud of, Rainbow.
Sure it is.
I set an equestrian record for the most community...
Wait, wow. Ugh. That totally wasn't awesome. Redo. Sure it is. I set an equestrian record for most hours of community service awarded.
Really?
Pinkie Pie looked at her curiously.
How many hours did you get? 50,000 for a sonic rain boom.
That's why you're still working with the weather team, ain't it?
Yep.
There ain't no honor in having a police record,
Applejack declared.
My record's clean, and I expect that's true for most of us. Except Rainbow.
She glanced around at her friends, noticing the manic grin on Pinkie's face.
And Pinkie Pie, I'm sure.
Starlight's been a bad pony too,
Twilight observed. Right, Applejack frowned. 3 out of 7.
5!
5?
You forgot to count Twilight.
Well, I reckon I did, but that's still only 4.
Rarity's got a record for prostitution.
6 pairs of eyes now focus on the alabaster unicorn.
I most certainly do not,
Rarity said with a huff.
The judge dismissed all the charges after I slept with him.
But that's still a record in prostitution, Rarity. You know, I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole. I just won't.
I think we're missing the point here,
Starlight said.
Except for Fluttershy and Applejack, we've all been bad ponies, and we ought to learn a valuable friendship lesson from it. Don't get caught.
Fluttershy smacked Rainbow on the barrel.
Listen, Twilight, don't pay any attention to them. We want to know what happened and how we can help you get past this unfortunate situation.
What happened?
Well,
Twilight brushed a lock of hair off her forehead and began. That morning, I guess since this is a bit of a flashback to the day, I should add in, you know, flashback music or whatever. Ooh, I'm sorry, I'm just being silly right now. Anyway, back to the story. Twilight's day got off to a bad start. Her left wing was tucked awkwardly under her body, full of pins and needles. Even after all these years, she still hadn't gotten full use of them. Sorry. I tried holding that in as long as I possibly could. It just came out on its own. I'm so sorry, every pony! where was I? Here we are. even after all these years, she still hadn't gotten full use of them. And especially first thing in the morning, she sometimes forgot they were there. Unless they felt like really reminding her. That was usually easy to fix. She used her magic to push the covers back and rolled onto her belly, stretching her new wings out and fluttering them a few times to get the blood circulating again. Oh, so basically, it's like when you lay on your arm when you're sleeping, and then you wake up and like it's so numb it should at least be blue. I get it now. Then, since she was awake anyway and unlikely to be able to get comfortable enough to go back to sleep, she yawned and hopped off the bed. Hopped out of bed. Buck. Anyway, as soon as she put... Wait. Oh, okay. As soon as she put weight on all 4 of her hooves, she winced. There was an annoying bit of pressure on her left hind hock. And no matter how much she stretched and twisted her leg, it just stayed there. Her wing was still a bit numb too. I have that problem if I sleep on the wrong side of the bed. I think one of the springs in this old mattress presses into my hip too much. And then my waist hurts for days. Maybe walking will help. What was that? That wasn't Twilight. Maybe walking will help? Maybe walking will help? Maybe. Twilight! Maybe. Okay, that works. Maybe walking will help. There was plenty of walking to do around her castle.
all of the lower floors were given over to various public and semi-public spaces, which meant that her bedroom was a few floors up. The view was nice, and if she was more used to flying, it would probably be more convenient for getting out and about, but she wasn't. But wait, how could it have been years already? Well, we're never giving official ages for any of the characters, so it could have been years. Probably about maybe, what, 2 or 3 years since she became an alicorn, maybe? Who knows? I guess if you go based off the seasons from when she became an alicorn to now, that could count as years, but I'm just being speculatory.
I'm just being speculatory in a situation. Yay, I love making up new words.
Oh dear. I haven't even had any sugar today and this is what's happening to me. Jeez. Anyway. Her first stop was the bathroom, where she sat down on her porcelain throne and picked up her copy of Schoolhouse of Secrets. Her bookmark wasn't in it anymore. Somebody else had been reading it and lost her place. She flipped to the likely page and started reading, then remembered that she'd already read that part and skipped further ahead several times until she'd accidentally given herself a spoiler for the end. Oops. Twilight almost tossed the book across the bathroom, but that was no way to treat books. It wasn't the book's fault that her place had been lost. The situation was obvious. Invent a spell which would stick a bookmark in place without harming the book, and not let it be moved except by the caster. Well, knowing Twilight and her knack for magic and study, she'll probably come up with a spell in no time. She set it back on the corner of the vanity and reached out for the toilet paper. When her magic netted nothing, she turned to see why not. There was only the tiniest little tuft on the cardboard. That's no problem. I can just... The cabinet was completely empty of toilet paper. Also, napkins, paper towel, old newspaper, and anything else she might use. Jeez. I don't think anyone should be in that kind of a situation.
Spike!
Her voice echoed up and down the corridors with the cast... My eyes traveled too far ahead. Her voice echoed up and down the corridors of the castle, and a few moments later, Spike arrived at the bathroom door. It was quickly determined that both Spike and Starlight had colds, thus explaining
I'm a mad pony! I'm a mad pony! Everything's okay! The world is on fire! Wah-wee! Wah-wee!
I need to get a handle on my brain again. It was quickly determined that both...
Thank you so fucking much, fucking cars!
It was quickly determined that both Spike and Starlight had colds, thus explaining the disappearance of the toilet paper. And Twilight had to make do with the few sheets of the Ponyville Express that Spike had shoved under the door for her. Hopefully, now think... Hopefully...
now, things can get back on track, she thought as she flushed the toilet. Then flushed it again. Apparently, it was none too fond of the Ponyville Express either. 10 minutes later, she was out of the shower and about to brush her mane when she discovered that her mane brush had long green and yellow hairs in it? Again? Twilight held the brush down with her hoof and yanked them out with her telekinesis. If I ever find out who's doing this, I swear to Celestia, I'll yell at her! Yeah, I think we know exactly what you wanted to say, Twilight. That's how you're feeling? I think you're gonna do a lot more than yelling. But still, green and yellow hairs? Does Twilight have a stalker? Huh. Maybe. Maybe she does. Oh, that's not gonna be good. No. The hairbrush didn't yield up any of its secrets. Why don't she just create a spell where, like, the items in her home, like, depending on who touched them aside from her, she can just, like, you know, look into the item's history or whatever, see who else has been using it. Wait, I think I read that somewhere or watched that somewhere, and I can't remember what. I mean, it's a good idea and all, but come on. At least then she'd know who's doing it. Probably in another... Twilight Sparkle. I'm Twilight Sparkle, the princess of friendship. And I can't stand the day I'm having right now. So I'm gonna go a little crazy. Probably another pinky prank, she decided. Then looked around to see if the mere utterance of her name would summon the pink terror. Unfortunately, this time, it didn't. She stepped out of the bathroom and right onto a Lego. One eye twitched and her formerly combed mane started to kink. Oh, I know how that feels. I mean, I sat on glass before by accident. Hurt worse than a Lego, but eh. She lit her horn Sorry, I just had to let that one out. She lit her horn and dispatched the Lego with extreme prejudice, then leaped down the stairs to the kitchen. It only took a moment to put a kettle on the stove, and while the water was heating up, she opened the cupboards.
Who came up with this word? I mean, honestly, seriously, cupboards. Can't it just be two words, not one?
I hate my tongue. She opened up the cupboards to find a good morning pick-me-up. Pure Arabian coffee. Oh, that was good. Coffee's sounding really good right now, but I don't think I need any right now with how hyper I am. I don't really need any. Nope, I don't really need the coffee. Pure Arabian coffee. That was good. She floated the tin down to the percolator
I said it right the first time. Percolator. And lifted off the top. There was nothing inside but a few stray grounds clinging to the sides of the can. Who puts an empty cans back in a cupboard? That was okay. She wasn't really in the mood for coffee. It was more of a hot chocolate morning. Or would have been, but there was no hot chocolate. That tin was empty too. And she quickly discovered the tea assortment had nothing left in it either. It's no trouble. I'll just go to the store and get some more. She said to no pony in particular as she lifted the kettle off the stove and set it aside. And I can get a cup of coffee at Starbucker's on my way. I sound like partially Trixie. The great and powerful Trixie demands coffee from you, Starbuckers.
Twilight
Sparkle, the Princess of Friendship. Yay! And I can get a cup of And I can get a cup of coffee at Starbucks on my way. Her hawk was still annoying her as she made her way through town, and she constantly shifted her weight as she stood in the queue before the coffee shop. Soon she'd have her delicious coffee, and then I'll be right with the world. It took forever, but she finally got to the front of the counter. I'll have a venti white chocolate mocha with extra whipped cream. The barista pony gave her a bored look. What's the name for the order? Twilight Sparkle. Twilight Sparkle. Got it. What the hell? Can this story read my mind or whatever? Anyway. She punched a few buttons on the cash register, then looked back at Twilight. That's 50 bits. 50 bits?! That's a ripoff. Oh, sorry. 5 bits. That's better. Twilight reached for her change purse and then suddenly remembered that she'd left it at home. Which turned out to not matter because... And we're gonna have to make a decaf. We're all out of regular coffee.
All out of coffee? All out of coffee?
Twilight's fur stood on end and started sparking. Started sparkling.
You're a coffee shop, for fuck's sake! How do you run out of coffee? You're a coffee shop, for fuck's sake! How do you run out of coffee?
Watch your language, Miss Sparkle. Miss Spackle.
There are fillies present. Listen here, Missy. Fuck you, ambulance sirens!
I'm having a really bad day.
Listen here, Missy.
Twilight squinted at the barista's tiny little name tag. Missy? What kind of a name is that?
I have had a bad morning. I have a wing cramp, there is no TP in my castle, my hawk hurts, I stepped on a Lego, and some pony is using my mane brush at night, and I don't know who, why, and it's creepy. I am a princess, and I demand coffee!
Her eyes started to glow white.
I'm going to have to ask you to calm down, Miss Sprinkle.
I will not calm down!
Twilight burst into flames. And 3 seconds later, so did the Starbuckers.
Well, I would burst into flames like that too, if the barista at the coffee shop kept getting my name wrong. And I had a bad day like that. Only I didn't drink coffee. I'm purely hot cocoa. Though I'm not really a fan of it being made with water. Ugh. It's disgusting, and you have to put way too much sugar in just to make it taste like milk. And I tried with cream. If any of you ask, yes, I tried pouring creamer into my hot chocolate once before, and it tasted disgusting. And I almost got sick because of it. Anyway, back to the present with Twilight in jail.
So, that's why I'm here. Twilight said, "Don't princesses have, like, diplomatic immunity or something?" Rainbow asked. Yes, for the most... I can't believe I messed up on Fluttershy. This is embarrassing. yes, for most offenses. Arson is a class 2 felony, as long as no pony was injured and the value of the structure is less than 100,000 bits. Is kicked up to a class 1 in case of insurance fraud. Of course, but being a princess, any of your property is insured, but... I messed up again. Any of your property is insured... Any of your property is insured by the crown, and the crown can't bring a claim against itself generally. Now, if one of the other princesses had owned the Starbuckers, then a claim could be made. But that would be a tort claim in civil court, not a criminal charge. Regardless of the case, you'd be bound... Oh, dear. Fluttershy, you big mouth, you can't do anything right. Oh, wait, I shouldn't say that about myself. I can do anything I set my mind to. I got over my stage fright, didn't I? But anyway, regardless of the case, you'd be bonded by the crown. So, you wouldn't be eligible for prison before the trial, no matter what. Unless some of the other princesses order... You messed up again. Unless some other princess ordered it.
The other mare stared at her. The other mare stared at her agog.
Agog? Wait, is agog a word? Wait, I feel like that's not a word. I don't know. And thank you ever so much, you annoying car people. What is it, National Horn Day? Anyway, is this word even really a word, agog? Let's see, agog. Wait, let me read in my Twilight voice.
Agog, an adjective, very eager or curious to hear or see something. I am all agog to see London. Or New York is agog at the gossip. Origin. Mid-16th century, from Old French, angogius, from en, in, and the plural of gogie, fun.
Okay, so it is a word. Never mind.
Finally, Rarity broke the silence. Fluttershy, dear, how do you... know all that? Oh, I'm a bird lawyer. Since the princesses have wings, some... Since the princesses have... Ah! I'm a bird lawyer. Since the princesses have wings, there's some overlap. But that's not important. The point is, Twilight, you can just walk out.
There's a link to the bird lawyer thing. I'm kind of curious as to what this is. What is this? Oh. It links to another Twilight story. Oh, dear. What? The title of the story is Twilight Gets Divorced? Wow. Okay. Yeah. This story is gonna be interesting, and I'm gonna put it on my list for another time reading this. Oh, this is gonna be a good one. My day is just shaping up to be very, very strange, isn't it? Well, I guess that's just how things go. Oh, wait, maybe I really shouldn't have put that sugar in my cereal this morning. Maybe that's why I'm like this. Well, gotta have fun somehow, so yeah. Anyway, yep, this story is definitely on my list for another time to read. Enough about that. Let's get back to the real fun. Anyway, let's see if I can find my place again. It's not that hard. I just put the line. Anyway, where was it? Alright. Oh, I'm a bird lawyer. Since princesses have wings, there's some overlap. But that's not important. The point is, Twilight, you can just walk out. No, I can't. Did one of the princesses order your imprisonment? Yes, Twilight said tersely. Another word I don't know. I'm not even gonna bother looking it up. I did. You did? Yes. Why? Well, Twilight sat on the ground. It turns out that there's a lot of ponies in the town who like Starpuckers, and they're all mad at me. She tapped on the bars of her cell. So, this is for my own protection. And that's pretty much how the story ends, with the author having a gif in the author's note of Twilight shaking with flames behind her, with the caption under it, "Everything's fine! We know everything's not fine. We know everything's not fine." Oh, that sugar's really coming back to haunt me now, isn't it? Oh, dear. Anyway. I know I issued a headphone warning as well with the whole, opening thing and everything. But, yeah, no time to really dwell on that. We've got the next story to deal with. Oh, this story. This is a throwback to, the previous season. Season 7. When Twilight and her family went on that cruise. This story is titled, "He's Not My Cold Friend, Honest," written by J. David. And of course, like I said, it's another Twilight story. It also has Starlight Glimmer, and also has Spike in it this time.
Let's see what craziness and ill fortune, comedic ill fortune, is befalling Twilight this time around. There was no doubt about it. Twilight was pooped. Though her recent cruise with her family had, in the end, been a pleasant experience, it was, without question, a trying one as well. And as such, by the time she'd finally got back to Ponyville, she looked utterly exhausted. Letting out a sigh of relief, she looked on with a smile at the glittering form of her home, which looked beautiful against the backdrop of the rising sun behind it. Smiling to herself, Twilight trotted along the path towards it, carrying her saddlebags upon her back, and soon enough, she found herself at her dorm. With her horn lighting up, she opened it, putting on a contented look as she took a single step inside. "Spike, I'm back!" Without warning, she found herself yanked in by her hoof by an alabaster blur of some kind, which darted her across the chamber, prompting her bags to fall off of her back in the process. Before she had any idea what was going on, she was seated in her usual throne and after taking a moment to recover, placed a hoof on the side of her head, trying to stabilize herself. "What the? Rarity?" Sure enough, it was indeed the fashionista friend. The fashionista friend? That sounds so wrong to say. And so confusing. Anyway. Let me fix that. Sure enough, it was indeed her fashionista friend, who looked at her with pure excited glee, like some giddy school filly. I remember those days for myself. It was as though she could hardly contain herself. And for a moment, she actually looked more like Pinkie Pie when she was asked to keep a secret. Anyone else remember the episode, Only the Secret Pinkie Pie Knows? But before Twilight could speak to her, she soon noticed that she was not the only friend of hers there. She soon noticed that she was not the only one of her friends there. Indeed, all of them were there. Not just Spike, but also Fluttershy, Applejack, Rainbow, Pinkie, and Starlight. Each of them looking at her with some degree of excitement or mischievousness, which naturally led to a degree of concern for the young princess. Hi,
fucking siren, shut up! You're just doing to get the traffic anyway, damn it! Ah, shut it!
Hi, she said meekly. Rarity, once more, was the most active now, moving right up to her and looking her right in the eye. Well, come on, darling, we need details! Twilight looked at her with confusion. Details? Details about what? Pinkie giggled. Oh, I think you know what we mean. Twilight turned to her with a frown. Clearly, I don't, Pinkie. Chuckling, Rainbow spoke up.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go playing innocent with us, Twilight.
Of course, Twilight had no inclination for this right now.
Okay, will somepony please tell me what's going on?
After looking to one another with knowing smirks, the mayors all start
Starned. Arr! I'll turn to Starlight, who, getting the signal, lit up her horn and began to levitate what appeared to be a newspaper of some sort over to Twilight's direction. Taking it in her own magic, the Princess of Friendship briefly looked at the title, before then looking to her friends with some incredulity. Wait, what? Incredulity? The Daily Shipper? Really? You all actually read this? Fluttershy, though, a little... Fluttershy, though looking a touch embarrassed, nodded a little.
Well, it does have some interesting gossip here and there. Not like I really pay much attention.
She let out a nervous cough and looked away as Twilight looked to her with a raised eyebrow. But the young alicorn instead got back to business of finding out what exactly her friends had been talking about. And it wasn't long before her eyes widened to the size of dinner plates. For there, plastered right on the front page, was a photograph of her giving a warm embrace to a young stallion with blue fur and a blonde mane. And above it was the main headline of the story. New lover for Buck. I know exactly what I'm going to be doing after this reading. New lover for Princess Twilight Sparkle? Immediately, Twilight slammed the paper down on the table, her face breaking out into a massive blush. And she began to garble her words.
Why? Rarity, darling. Yes, my name is Rarity. I'm a fashionista. I'm always on the cutting edge of things. Ah, everyone knows diamonds are in for this season.
Oh, some... Dear Celestia, help me.
Rarity let out a happy squeal, moving her chair closer to Twilight's. Ooh, tell us everything, Twilight! What's his name? How did you meet?
Oh my god, I almost had you two meet. And now,
How did you meet? What's he like? What did your family think of him?
But Twilight, having recovered from her shock, responded by placing a hoof squarely on Rarity's mouth, silencing her.
Rarity, no matter what this paper has told you, I promise, me and Star Tracker are not lovers.
However, that remark merely seemed to fan Rarity's flames.
Ooh! Star Tracker! Stars joining together with the Twilight of the Day! Oh, it's perfect!
Growling, Twilight used her magic to roll up the newspaper and started to pat it against Rarity's head in a somewhat mildly annoying manner.
No! Bad Rarity! No mess-making! No!
Laughing at the display, Applejack leaned forward. I don't know, Twa. Y'all look pretty sweet in that there picture. Setting down the paper and letting Rarity recover from her attack, Twilight sighed and looked over at her former friend.
Look, it's a long story. He meant well, and... Well, I might have felt the need to make things up to him after I heard his hoof.
Letting out a cackle, Rainbow spoke up.
So, he's into the rough stuff? Kinky.
As one would expect, Twilight's blush returned.
What?! No! It wasn't like that at all!
Giggling slightly, Starlight was the next to add her voice to the matter.
No need to be embarrassed, Twilight. Having a little bit of a romance on a long cruise is hardly a controversial thing.
Twilight frowned at her student, but before she had a chance to refute that, the unicorn mirror continued.
Besides, you two seem pretty close in all those other pictures.
Confused, Twilight's eyes widened again. and she started to take hold of the newspaper again and began flipping through the pages. Soon she found what she was looking for, as there were yet more pictures of her and Star Trekker together. Of particular note was the centerpiece photo, which featured the two of them smiling at one another as Twilight was giving him a necklace with her cutie mark on it. Naturally, Twilight was mortified.
What? How did they get that picture? Did they hide a camera in our room?
Leaning over, Rarity grinned widely at the photo.
Aww, you're already giving each other gifts of jewelry? That's so romantic.
Again, Twilight frowned to her, prompting the other mare to back away slightly, though still bearing that same grin as she did so. After letting out yet another sigh, Twilight looked to the other... Twilight looked to all of her other assembled friends.
Look, I realize that all of this might create some image of romance to you all, but I assure you, Star Trekker and I are just friends. There's no ramps. There's no ramps. Ramps!
There is no romance, no secret kissing beneath the moonlight, no other cliche lovey-dovey stuff. We're just friends.
Oh, I strained my voice with that one. Of course, that led to a degree of disappointment on the part of the other mares. But for the most part, they seemed to accept these words. However, it was at this point that Spike went through the all-too-common occurrence of belching at a scroll, which landed safely in its claws, leading to some curiosity on Twilight's part.
Who's it from, Spike? Wait, no. Who's it from, Spike? Spike, 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 Spike! Who's it from, Spike?
Unrolling the scroll, the young dragon began to read it out.
Oh, it's from your mom.
Smiling, Twilight pointed to him.
Read it out.
Nodding, Spike did exactly that.
Dear Twilight, thank you again for everything you did to make this cruise as fun as it was. We all appreciate everything you did, and I hope we can all get together in the near future. Hugs and kisses, Mom.
Twilight smiled, only to stop when Spike continued.
Oh, and P.S. I'm sure Star Trekker also appreciated everything you did, especially after you...
The Drake paused, squinting his eyes, as if to make sure he'd actually read that passage properly, all while Twilight looked on nervously.
What is it?
Looking up, Spike bore the biggest smirk of all as he finished reading out the letter.
After you decide to have him be part of the family?
Slowly, all eyes turned to Twilight, and each face bore a smirk as big, if not bigger, than Spike's. All while
I'm losing my mind!
All while Twilight started sweating nervously.
Okay, I can explain.
Sadly, she did not get that chance, as there were squeals of joy all around, with Rarity especially rushing for the door of the castle.
I need to go and start designing your wedding dress!
What?
Twilight exclaimed. The others soon followed.
I know the perfect flowers for it!
Fluttershy added.
I'll get the buffet ready!
Applejack chimed in.
I'll bake the cake and send out the invitations!
Pinky squealed.
And I'll just smirk through the whole thing, Rainbow finished.
Before Twilight could stop them,
They were all rushing out, with her stopping at the door, trying to call out to them.
Wait! You need context! Context!
But it was too late.
And all of them were now long gone. In the silence that followed, Twilight took a few calming breaths, only to turn to look at Starlight.
Starlight? Sweetie? Does that paper happen to have the name of the one who took the pictures and wrote the whole story?
Raising an eyebrow, Starlight took the paper and started reading through it.
Yeah, right here.
Slowly, Twilight put a smile of her... Slowly, Twilight put on a smile of her own, with her left eye starting to twitch a little.
That's very, very good to know.
And that's the end of the story.
One commenter said that this guy is good as dead.
I agree. Although, it makes me wonder, who did it? Though given how the episode was, my money is kind of on Iron Will being behind this.
He's a dead Minotaur.
And if it wasn't him? Twilight has a few choice actions for whoever really did write the story.
Anyway, I do apologize, everypony, for my bouts of madness throughout the readings. This is basically how I really get whenever I'm recording and make mistakes. I go off on tangents, I get a little crazy, I hardly had any sugar today, and, I'm just, manic. That's the whole thing.
What on earth? I'm sorry again, everypony. That was not supposed to come out.
That's it. You know what? I said earlier I know exactly what I'm going to do after these readings are finished. If you all excuse me, everypony, I'm going to make myself a pot of spaghetti noodles, eat it out of the pot when it's done, wash my mane, and then go for a run to clear my head. And if I don't do all of that in that order, I'm just going to go have some more sugar and go off on a Pinkie Pie rant. That's all I'm going to do. But anyway, everypony, I do hope you enjoyed these readings. Eventually, I may read another story, maybe two, at the same time once again. Or maybe I'll do another collab with someone else. I am trying to do a collab with Draco Asmith, who voices Shining Armor in any and all Shining Armor-related readings that I do. And... oh, I hope you're listening to this, Zane, because you know I have one or two for you, but I found a couple more that I think you might like. Also, A-Flame, you're not off the hook either. I found a couple stories with King Sombra that I do want you to voice in for me. Just be prepared. Also, one more thing. To anyone who may want to help out with my Month of Macabre readings, I do still need some female voices if anyone can graciously help with that. So far, there's only me and about three other females, and we kind of do need a couple more, just to be on the safe side. But aside from that, everypony, I do hope you enjoyed these stories. Look forward to whatever else I may post up on my channel and any future things yet to come. And definitely look forward to Month of Macabre. It's definitely going to be a big project. I am Lotus Moon, and I want to wish you all a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night to wherever you are, everypony. Good night! Oh, also, I do apologize for... midnight not being very active. We've just been brainstorming what she's going to do, and I think we've come up with an idea, so maybe look forward to that eventually. I don't know when. It'll just pop up as a surprise for everyone, I guess. But like I said, I do hope you all look forward to that. Good night, everypony!